So the last of last week, we're discussing some of the introduction to the Lachas Chol HaMoed. Before we get into the details of Chol HaMoed, just in terms of the basic question, the Rishonim, are these Yisurim of Malachas Chol HaMoed? When they apply, are they Yisurim in a Torah? They're Yisurim in Bin Havana. So we had a whole group of Rishonim last week, primarily the Ben Atam, were of the opinion that the whole Yisurim of Malachas Chol HaMoed is Yisurim in Bin Havana. The first and foremost Raya, so to speak, was not so much a rise from this landing or that landing, but rather from the whole structure of the Yisurim of Chol HaMoed. It's a strange type of a structure that there are so many seemingly arbitrary rules that sometimes it's mutter, the rabbi's mutter, sometimes mutter, sometimes also tefi yasei, a whole half a dozen rules, which led him in a time and other Rishonim to believe these cannot be rules in the Torah. In the Torah, everything is either black or white, there's no such gray in the Torah, sometimes yes, sometimes no. So this is all on the level of the Rabbanim, all the Yisurim of Chol HaMoed, Hakol Mikol Kol, are on the Midi Rabbanim. So this is a sugya, Masechet HaBedizor, that we just started to read at the very end of the Shul last week, that will potentially become critical in terms of this discussion whether Malachas Chol HaMoed is deraisa or not. So the Gemara in the 7th of the Ma'amakamus, which we read over again quickly, the Gemara says that the 7th of the Ma'amakamus, and HaBedizor, Chafala from the days, Tani Rabbi Shimon Eloz Omer, Lo Yazkir Adam Sadeh Lekusi, Meshe Nikris Al Shemel, Bekusi Zeh Osa B'Malacha B'Chol HaShemayi, that a person is not permitted to rent out his field to a Kusi, Kusi being those groups of people who are, at least in the days of Chazal, were going to some, were still considered to be Jewish, but now the Gemara says they're no longer Jewish at all, but at that time at least they were still considered to be part of a Klal Yisrael, but they were Bali Aveira, they didn't keep the Halacha properly. So one should not give a rent out of field to a Kusi, because the Kusi is going to be doing Malacha Chol HaMoed on it. And the Braisa seems to say that it's Nikras al Shmo. People are going to think that the field still belongs to the Jew. They'll be like a Marisai, and people think that the Jew himself is doing the work. So the Gemara goes on, the Gemara says, and that's two lines from the bottom of that Maramachum, towards the end, my irrimation Nikras al Shmo, typically, Mishum Lif Nebelos, why does the Gemara have to say that it's also, because people are going to think it's the Jews doing it, because it's known as the Jews' field. It should be also because of Lifnei Iver. I'm enabling this Kusi, who is Muzar or Malachas Chol HaMoed, he's not permitted to work in Chol HaMoed. I'm, in effect, causing him to work in Chol HaMoed. So says the Gemara, you're right, Chad, Ba'od Ka'amar, Chad, Mishum Lif Iver, Bechad, Rish Nikra al Shmo. There are two independent reasons why I'm not permitted to rent out the field to the Kusi during the course of the year, because he will work on it on Chol HaMoed, and that's a problem either because it's Nikras al Shmo, that people call it the Jews' field, or the Odi Shmo, because of the Seyver Lusit Demichshel. So at the end of the day, it's clearly also to rent out the field to the Kusi, and at least one of the reasons is the Seyver. So we have to take this Gemara with the Seyver, and now analyze everything we spoke about last week. So comes Tosus, in the 8th of the Ramah, comes Tosus in Abed Ezar, Chav Beis, Abed Aleph. Tosus says on the second line in the Mar Mokom, Umikanye Shlavi Raya, Lamashir, Shaya, Lamashir Pirsha, Ben Etam, the Shaykh, the name of the Sneiver, Afamid, the Leis, Be Surah, Ela, the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Etam used to say that one could raise a question whether Lifna Iver makes sense on something which itself was only Asim in the Rabbanan. Maybe one could argue that Lifna Iver only means to be machshel someone on an issue of the araisa. Give a person chazir, or give a even a chayt of ben noach. The example that the Gemara gives. So that's lifne even osit the mechshel. That's the araisa mitzvah mechshel. Moshe Enkei, if I cause somebody to violate an issue of the rabbanon, who says that's called a favor? Maybe and maybe no. So comes in the time and says no. And even something which is only an issue of the rabbanon is also subject to the issue of lifne even. How did Rabbi Netan know this is true? Says Tosus, Agamara. This Gemara Rabbi Netzar Dat Chafalev. The Gemara uses the term of Lifnei Iver concerning Malachas Chol HaMoed. And as we spent an entire week last week showing that Rabbi Netan's shita was that Malachas Chol HaMoed is on the Midir Rabbanon, so even if I'm going to give the field to the Kusi, and even if he's going to work on the field, and I'm causing him to do this big aveir of working on the field, it's only aveir Midir Rabbanon. Malachas Chol HaMoed is only also Midir Rabbanon. And still the Gemara applies the pinto Lifnei Iver. So you see from the essence of Benetam that Lifnei Iver applies even to Yisurim Derabanan. We'll get to the 7th. So comes the Ritva on the 9th of the Ramakavas and Moikatan Dabezam and Aleph and takes that which Rabbi Netam brought as a Raya, so he turns it mamash around on Rabbi Netam. So comes the Ritva and says, see where the second paragraph in the Ritva begins. So it's the third line in that second paragraph. The first one line is Moed. You see the second paragraph in the Ritva, third line, the middle of the line. Vermina now for a comment of Edizara. Layavski Radim Sadel Kutz Meshinikis Al Shabo. Who also bought Malacha B'chol Shabbos? Ba'avivanda, and the Gemara says, and that's so give a tape of Lemishim with an evil seed in Mikshal. So this quote, it's so funny, this quote verbatim the Gemara. So look, the evil applies to Malachas Chalamayit, says the Ritva, V'lo matzinu b'shum makom b'dvarim shal divrayim, sh'asim b'nei chashash zeh. Says the Ritva, lo shumana zavad amayel, we never heard there should be nisar of Lifnei Iver on something which is only asim b'drabanan in the first place. So says the Ritva, from the fact that the Gemara uses Lifnei Iver in the Yisr of Malachas Chalamayit, we can derive from here that it must be that Malachas Chalamayit is actually Minat Torah against Rabbeinu Tam Shita. So both the Ritva and Rabbeinu Tam were looking at the same Gemara. The Gemara is the Seirish, that there's Lifnei Iver on Chalamayit. And the question is, what conclusion do we draw? So Rabbeinu Tam drew a conclusion in Huchas Lifnei Iver. So, because Rabbeinu Tam was convinced that Malachas Chalamayit is Dirabanan, that wasn't debatable, wasn't up for discussion according to Rabbeinu Tam. Malachas Chalamayit is Dirabanan. Since Malachas Chalamayit is Dirabanan, namely you see from here that Lifnei Iver applies to Dirabanan. Mashenke, the Ritva, went the opposite extreme. The Ritva's assumption was that it's not Shayach to Shavu Lifnei Iver and Dirabanan, but Matsinu Bishum Machayim. So, namely, it must be that Malachas Chalamayit is Diraisa. So, when all the dust settles, that's the pivotal Gemara. We're just not sure which direction it goes in. We're not sure what to derive from that command. So it comes out that there's a dual machlekes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ritva. There's a chalamoy dika machlekes, and there's a lifnei iver dika machlekes. The chalamoy dika machlekes, of course, is much more relevant for us. It's chalamoy deraita derabanan. And there's a secondary machlekes to Rabbeinu Tam and the Ritva. Namely, is there an issue of lifnei iver on isum derabanan or not? Why should one say that Lifnei Iver doesn't apply to Yisum Drabanan? So one can argue that the Torah says not to put a mikshel. The Torah says not to put something down, not to put a stumbling block. So a Dovashal Isser is called a stumbling block. Who defines what's called a Dovashal Isser? So a Dovashal Isser means what the Torah calls a Dovashal Isser. So when the Torah said, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu came very shemitted, it's possible. Lifnei Iver l'sitei mikshel. So what constituted a mikshel? Giving somebody chazer, that's called the halachic mikshel. Giving a bit of chai to a goy, that's called a mikshel. Giving a wine to another, that's called a mikshel. Giving somebody bishalachim, that's not called a mikshel. The Torah wasn't a mityachis to bishalachim. The Torah wasn't mityachis to malachas chalamayit. So the Torah doesn't consider that to be a mikshel, since api dirishol imutter, mina Torah is mutter anyway. You can't invoke the use of lifnei iver on something which the Torah itself never asked and never considered to be a mikshel in the first place.
Doesn't there an issue to someone wrong?
Oh, that's right. You mechavis and mechavis chedos. Very good. So comes the Minchas Chinuch and he says, the Tzarech in Golem, says the Minchas Chinuch, this is all fine if there would have only been one aspect of Lifnei Iver. If Lifnei Iver would have only meant not to be mash or someone in the Dovash of Isser, so then one could have argued that maybe you can make a case to say that an Isser de Rabbanon is not considered to be a Dovash of Isser. Maybe you could have defended the Shittas of Ritva, the Shittas of Rabbeinu Tam, we could have worked on it. But says the Minchas Chinuch, as we all know, there's an additional Isser of Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver doesn't only mean not to give somebody a Dovash Isser. Lifnei Iver means not to give somebody bad advice. Somebody comes to you for an Eitzah, and you give him some terrible piece of advice. That's an Isser Deraisa of Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Mikshol. So says the Minchas Chinuch, how can an Isser Derabanan be worse than, be better, so to speak, better than bad advice? If I give the guy bad financial advice, I tell the guy to invest in such and such, knowing full well that he's going to lose all his money, that's an Isser Deraisa of Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Mikshol. So when I give him bad advice, namely, I tell him to work in Chalamayit, I set up a situation for him to work in Chalamayit, that's also bad advice. So says the Minchas Chinuch, how can you tell me that there's a Deraisa, the definition of a Mikshol? And a Mikshol means a Dovashal Isser that the Torah recognizes, whereas an Isser Derabanan is not included. How in the world can Isser Derabanan be less? Pasha says, yeah, I think Pasha says, that's also called Lifnei Iver. That's Minchas Chinuch's taina against these Rishonim. So I thought perhaps I could suggest as follows.
Is bad advice result-oriented or the advice in itself? In other words, if bad advice results in a positive action.
Oh, that's further shallow. What would the din be? Let's say I give a guy bad advice. I say, let me take the bad advice. I go ahead and I tell him really bad, then he thinks, oh, wait a second, something's fishy over here, and he turns it out to take it. Or let's say, sometimes he takes the bad advice, he ends up winning a jackpot. So that's a Shiloh, but that also be considered to be Lifnei Iver. That's an interesting question. So maybe we can have a little bit of a compromise view between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ritva. That whereas the Rabbeinu Tam is so convinced that Litzayita for sure applies to the Rabbanan, no Shailah, no difference, the Reis, the Rabbanan, it's all the same thing. And the Ritva says, what? Lo Shemar, the Losh, the Ritva says, that Lo Masiru B'Shum Mokom Medvarim Shul Devem, she also be Chashash there. So maybe one can perhaps distinguish and say, maybe it depends on the type of Litzayita. There are really two different ways to be Machshel somebody in terms of Yisurim. Either I could be marshal someone who's going to be a balaver of an eved. The person, he knows he's not allowed to do cholamoid, mochel cholamoid, but he knows he's not allowed to eat chazer, and he knows that the meat they'll give him is chazer. He's plotting for a piece of chazer. And I come and I save the day, and I give him a piece of chazer. So I enable him to do the aveira of chazer. That's for sure, let's leave it, the mechshol. There's another type of misbehavior. I invite somebody to my house, and he's a firm person. He thinks he's eating kosher. And I tell him this food is under this hashgacha, and hashgacha is gevalbi, it's kosher mahadrin. And then I, lemais, I feed him chazer. That's also, that's even a certain sense. More lifnei iver, lo sit nimishlo. His mom is blind. So one can violate lifnei iver in one of two ways. Either if the baal aveira, so to speak, is amazed, and I'm the enabler of that aveira, he couldn't have done it without me. Or one can violate lifnei iver, lo sit nimishlo. If the baal aveira is shayeg, and I'm literally the machshil, both of those are considered to be violations of lifnei iver. Maybe one could suggest that if the yisur involved, there's an yisur d'araisa, so then it's clearly called lifnei iver lo sit nimishlo. In both cases, because I put a mishlo in front of him. If I fed him chazir, yisur d'araisa, b'meizit, of course, the eilach mishlo will be there. And even if he's a shogay, it's called a mishlo, because he did something wrong. He was now contaminated, so to speak, with the chazir. He has to do tshuva. He did an aveira, albeit the shogay, an aveira b'shogay by d'araisa. There's also considered to be an aveira. Oh, that's what I'm going to get into. Harai, if it would be an Issach Kares, b'shogeg, he would have to be a Korban Chatas for it. So if I give a guy Chometz and Pesach, albeit he's b'shogeg, that's called a Michshol. I was Machshelim. I caused him damage. It's like bad advice, so to speak. I caused him a loss. I caused him something wrong. But if the Yisr involved is only Midir Rabbanon, let's say Bishalakom. So if I give a person food to eat from Bishalakom, and he knows that it's Osir, and I'm enabling him to do the Aveira, yeah, that's Taka Lifnei Iver. I'm helping him do the Aveira. Without me, he wouldn't do the Aveira. But if he doesn't know, he's clueless. He thinks the food is kosher, and I'm providing him with Bishalakom, maybe one can argue, that's not Lifnei Iver, let's say the Michshol, because from his vantage point, he's not doing anything wrong. Because the famous Nesivus, we spoke about on many occasions, the Nesivus says that if a person does an Aveira, the Rabbanon Bishogeg, he doesn't have to do Tshuva for it. And the Shechachm explains the reason is that the very nature of Yisurim Drabbanon is a mered. I mean, you're not allowed to rebel against the Chachmei HaTorah. So if I know this is Bishalachm and I still go ahead and I eat it, that's called a rebellion against the Chachmei HaTorah. I don't know what I did. I don't know anything about it. I thought it was kosher. It turns out to be Asam Drabbanon. That's not even a nice Aver Bechlau. You don't even have to chew for it. So how can that be called Lifnei Iver Lo Sit Nimishlo? What am I being machshuling you in? I gave you, from your vantage point, so to speak, perfectly kosher food. It happens to be that it's also, it happens to be it's also in the Drabbanon, but you, as a gavra, didn't do anything wrong. So since you didn't do anything wrong by eating this food, why is that called a Lifnei Iver Lo Sit Nimishlo? So I don't think that's the Kudus of Machoikas in the time of the Ritva, because the Gemara is not necessarily talking about a Kusi who's the Shogeg. We can't tell exactly from the Gemara, unless maybe it is. Maybe the Gemara is only talking about the Shogeg. So you can't tell from the Rishonim that they're making such a distinction. But I think perhaps Midatenu we can make such a distinction. But even though the Rabbi Natan is assuming that Lifnei Iver applies to all the Rabbanans, and the Ritva is assuming Lifnei Iver doesn't exist by the Rabbanans, we can have a third Shita, a compromise Shita, that it applies to the Rabbanans when the Baal Aveira is b'nezid. It doesn't apply to the Rabbanans when the Baal Aveira is b'shogeg. They don't accept the, yes, for those part. The Gemara has strange things about them. The Gemara says that there are some things that they do accept. Hechad achzuk achzuk. I mean, there are some traditional things that they do accept and others that they don't. It was very arbitrary, so we couldn't really pin down what the Kusim's story was.
I understand. How can the Baal Aveira be b'nezid if you, it's Lifnei Iver? If I told him wrong information, and Pesach, and there's chometz there, and I'm telling him this is 100% kosher Pesach, he eats it, how's the Baal
Aveira? No, that's only one case of Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver can also be, he knows that it's an Avra Asar, and I provide it to him. I help him. He asked me, can I please give him a piece of chazer? He can't get the chazer himself. That's also the case.
Now, if I do my best to give him the wrong advice, or do the wrong thing, but he doesn't eat.
Right, that's the shayla.
No, the shayla is,
am I who giving advice to over there?
That's a shadow. That's a different shadow. Is it the either result oriented or is it the action of the advice itself?
We've mentioned several times that if someone's going by a sense and he doesn't realize it, but I know it, maybe it's hard to say you don't have to tell
me. Right, that's better than shogi. That's masasek. Because that's not that he's missing a piece of information. There, what he's involved in, it's not a ma'aseh v'era b'chlal. So on Shabbos, for sure, that's not considered to be a ma'aseh v'era. So that's a question. Why do we have to stop him from doing something which is masasek? That's a question.
But if a person doesn't know something, he's not considered masasek because he knows he's doing the act.
Right, he knows he's doing the act, but he's missing information that he doesn't know that this is that there's an issur chazan or Torah or something. That's called shogeg.
But doesn't shogeg involve some sort of negligence? Where's any negligence?
No, not necessarily. Shogeg is either shigas like a Shabbos, either shigas Shabbos or shigas malachos. So, I mean, there's some degree of negligence. He should have known Shabbos. He should have known that there's a...
What should
he
have known here?
In which case?
In the case of somebody who mocks you and tells him there's 100%
Oh, you want to tell him that's not even shogeg, that's mamash mazasek. Right. The eilucha mazasek, go
with the whole issue when there was a tremendous scandal of the...
That was the Meenan Mansi scandal, right? Is that,
so
a lot of people were telling him that's called mazasek.
Right.
The only problem is that mazasek, the chlomber arayas is chayav, because she came in. You don't say mazasek by Isuri Hanoam, Isuri Achila. Because at the end of the day, the guy was nana from it, so he ate the treifus. So maybe that's called the ma'aseh v'era. Maybe I don't know. Think about it.
Those chickens
were
put up and on anyway.
The machlokas is not when you do a meiz deraisa.
But the meiz deraisa for sure there's lefeira.
I mean, when they're cholik.
This machlokas tells them the rishvah. They don't use the terms meiz and shogeg. You can't tell what kind of lefeira they're talking about. So we're just suggesting that there's a possible pshara between the two. But the original machlokes, I don't think it was about this.
And it also covered if there's a machlokes.
That's different, so right.
One of them is a banan, and you see that it's the banan. He maintains it's the oraita. That takes it away from
I think we're referring to it like this. Let's say I have a particular machlokes. I hold that something is asur. I hold that it's a deraisa. You hold that it's mutter. You hold one sheet, you hold that it's mutter. So Rav Moshe writes that he doesn't think that's called a favor. Because l'shitaschi is not an iver. So you are doing is an acceptable shita, whether I personally hold it or not. He doesn't think that's l'shitaschi. Otherwise, he's famous cool by het mechira. He says that he thinks the whole sugya of l'shitaschi doesn't apply in the sugya of het mechira because somebody holds that it's mutter. So I personally hold that it's asur. So that doesn't create an issue of l'shitaschi. If the other person wants to hold that it's mutter, that's okay. That's not called l'shitaschi.
But the person who holds it's asur isn't there in the shavi and not yachati for the asura.
No, for me it's asur. But I hold it. I hold it.
You're machshu him and eating something that he made asur for himself.
No. I hold it asur. I hold something as asur, and you hold it's mutter. So I'm allowed to give it to you to eat. That's very much right. That's not called l'shitaschi. That's not called l'shitaschi. I'll call bottom. We have at least this was still the shirayim of last week's year, so we finished up the shir. So six point time to the shir. So this was the shirayim of what we spoke about last week. That first group of rishonim who maintains that meletz cholamoyet hakol mikol kol was only mid derabanan, how this fits into all the different makaros, etc. So now we move on to in a sense the second sugya. It's really one big sugya. It's really part A and part B. And we move on to the other side. We move on to those group of Rishonim who maintain, no, that's not true, that Malachas Kol HaMoed is in fact Midaraisa. That everything we've been saying up until now is not correct. The Isur of Malachas Kol HaMoed is Deraisa. Where does it come from? Why would anybody say such a thing that Malachas Kol HaMoed is Deraisa? So there is one interesting Gemara, one particular Gemara that is discussed in the end of Masechet Pesachim. I'm getting a Baksav, hopefully by next week. But the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, it has the following statement, commenting on a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, Elohim Masechol Osas Elach, it's Chaga Matzos Tishmor. The Torah says that you shouldn't do Avodah Zarah, and then immediately you have to talk about Avodah Zarah, it's Chaga Matzos Tishmor. You have to observe the Yom Tov of Pesach. So the Gemara says, what's the significance of the Smichas HaPsukim? Why is it the Torah puts two din in one right immediately after the other? Says the Gemara the following drasha, Kol Mevazah Samoyadois, Kilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. If a person treats the Yom Tovim lightly in a derogatory manner, it's as if the person is an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So come to Rishonim and jump on this Gemara and say, wait a second, what are we talking about exactly? A very strange term called Mevazah Samoyados. It doesn't say Kol Machalos Yom Tov. It doesn't say Kol Osem Alocha B'Yom Tov. Mevazah Samoyados is a very, very strange term. So what does that mean, Kol Mevazah Samoyados Kilo Ovid Avodah Zarah? So come to Rashbam and that Gemara says, the word moed there cannot mean yontif proper. But rather, the term moed means chol hamoed. So now I understand a little bit why the term chol mevaaz asabu'adah, says the Rashbam, that the person who does malacha yantif mamish, so he's in violation of kabbalah tevayt l'sasu. So I don't have to say if you have over the Zara, we know you're not allowed to do it, so the sabaltas, yantif, etc. Chol mevaaz asabu'adah is referring to chol hamoed, the person who does malacha chol hamoed, he's the kilo over the Zara that the Rashbam says. So come the Rishonim and point out, that's an interesting drasha, that's an interesting way of reading the Gemara. So says Taisus in the Sefer Ma'akot, and you see from this Rashbam that he was assuming against everything we've been talking about up until now. Everything we said last week in the first half of today's year, Malachas Chalamayit is Derabanan, 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 says Rashbam, it's not true. Malachas Chalamayit is Mamish Mederaisa. If Malachas Chalamayit would have been Mederabanan, Chazal never would have called him an Ovid of an Azar. We never would have said a drasha in this pasuk. A smichus apsukim between chalamoid and avodah zarah. If the whole Yisra, how come we can call it on the midrabanan? So it turns out it's interesting that this shaila that we raised last week, this basic question about malachas chalamoid, is malachas chalamoid the raisa the rabanan, was a machlokes two brothers, a machlokes to Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. I always say whenever there's a machlokes to Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, you have to imagine this is what they used to talk about at the Shabbos table when they were teenagers. So the Rashbam was saying, at the other table, the Cholamayit table. So the Rashbam was saying, Malachas Cholamayit Deraisa, Cholamavaz, and some others, and Rabbi Benazar, etc. Rabbi Benazar says, nah, what do you mean? It can't be. Malachas Cholamayit Derabonon. The whole thing is on a Derabonon. So the Rashbam is a good raya. The Gemara is pretty stark. How can you call a guy an Ovid of a Nazara and a person who's working Cholamayit, and the whole Isra is only in this Derabonon in the first place? So the Rambam has an entirely different take on this Gemara. The Rambam writes that Kol Mevaazah Sama Odos Kilo Ovid V'Nizara, the word Moed is not even referring to Chol HaMoed. The word Moed, we know, can be used interchangeably. It can be referring to Yotah, it can be referring to Chol HaMoed. So says the Rambam, it's not referring per se to Chol HaMoed. It's referring to the whole week of Yontif, including Yontif itself. What is Mevaazah Sama Odos? So the Rambam picks up, once again, on the Lashon, the nuance of Mevaazah Sama Odos. So the Rambam doesn't say Kol HaOsim Alocha, the Moed. Mevaazah Sama Odos means that the person observes the Isurim of Yontif, and yet he doesn't treat Yontif in a respectful way. What does that mean? So the Rambam writes, he doesn't observe Kavod of Yontif properly, he doesn't observe Oneg of Yontif properly, he doesn't treat Yontif in the Mechubadik way that's supposed to be treated. Says the Rambam, that's what it means, Kol Mevaazah Esamo Yadosh. So Mevaazah Esamo Yadosh, going to the Rambam, it's not talking about Chalamoy proper, it's not talking about Malacha Mechlal, it's talking about the Mitzvah's essay, the positive aspects of Kavod of Yontif. The person who is negligent in covet of Yontif, al zedem are called mevazos of others, kilo aver v'nezar. Well, that's quite a statement. It's a cool nukos chalamayit. The Rambam's l'shitasek, because the Rambam happens to hold malachas chalamayit, is derabanan. So the Rambam obviously did not learn the Gemara like the Rashbam. On the other hand, it's an eye-opener, it's a wake-up call, in terms of a bizayin aboeh, that it is mechayev us to treat Yontif in a more mechubedik way, because he al zedem are called mevazos of others, kilo aver v'nezar. So I'll go upon him, we have a mechlekes, a running mechlekes in Rishonim, the Rashbam, the Rebbe Tam, now the Rambam's getting into it, the Ritva's getting into it, everyone has a say in the matter, whether Malachas Chalamayit is Deraisa, Derabanan. But the Chalamayit we have to pick up from where we left off last week, in terms of the most basic question, the most fundamental question, in terms of analyzing whether Malachas Chalamayit is Deraisa, Derabanan. If it's Deraisa, how do we understand it? How are you talking to Har Kazeh, that something's Derasa, something's a Mutter, it's a Hefkevel, the davar avid mutter, but the tzarchi say rizasser, and tzarcha avid mutter, tzarcha moed is my tzedit mutter, my tzedit umar also. What kind of din is it? What kind of din are these? What kind of rules are these? That seemingly arbitrary rules, what's also what's mutter. If it's derabon and everything makes sense, if it's deraisa, it's very, very difficult for us to understand. So there are two fundamentally different approaches in the Rishonim how to solve this problem, assuming that Malachas Chalamayit is deraisa. We're going to work with that opinion right now. How can it be that on the one hand it's derais, on the other hand there seems to be so many variables as to what's also what's mutter? There are different nuances within the shittas, but we're going to go with two basic, fundamentally different approaches. So the Sefer Chinuch takes one approach to this, and he invokes a term that the Gemara already uses in other contexts, and even Cholamoy, the Gemara uses it to some degree. That's what's called Mamasorah Kosov El Lechachamim. Says the Sefer Chinuch, there are really three different types of Yisurim in the Halacha. There are some things which are explicit Yisurim D'Araisa. The Torah tells us, L'Fasakam Malacha, Chesh Brabach L'Bash Rabbeinu, the Torah Shem B'Chtav, L'Fasakam Malacha, the Torah Shem B'Pei, Talmud Malacha, Yitzchor, Zerek, Kait, etc., Talmud Malacha, Sanishkan. Those are absolute Yisurim. And Chazal had nothing to do with the creation of those Isurim. Chazal were given over the tradition about those Isurim. One, Chazal transmitted from generation to generation. Sometimes Chazal had to figure out, is a particular act considered to be an act of Chayrish, is a particular act called Bishlanat. So Chazal had in a sense, work out the details to figure out what the Kavanah HaTorah was. But the Isur itself was given to Moshe Sinai. The Isur itself was a pure Isur the Araisa, not the Chazan, not the Malach on Shabbos, Yontif, etc. Then there are other kinds of Isurim, which are pure with the Rabbanon. That means that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu this, that this is the pure Isur. The Rabbanon Chazal made up all the details of the Isur, but the Moshe Mukta. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu not to move Mukta on Shabbos, but Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu there's going to be an Isur, the Rabbanon of Mukta in the future. It's a different story. The Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a few of Kriyas of Megillah, but even though he may have told Moshe Rabbeinu about Kriyas of Megillah, doesn't mean he was Mechayivim, doesn't mean he was Mitzavim to do it. Nobody says that the Jews were actually reading the Megillah by his Rishon. So when the Gemara says that Herald of Moshe Rabbeinu Kriyas of Megillah, that means he showed Moshe Rabbeinu everything. He showed him the future. He showed him what the Torah is going to look like with Zerid Oros, but it doesn't mean that it was the Torah's mitzvah yet. So there are certain things which are outright Yerais and certain things that are outright Midrabanan. Then there's the third category, and that's what's called the Mesorah Kosav El Chachamim. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu a general Isur, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu that Chazal has to be Kaveya to details of what the Isur is. What's considered to be included in this Isur or not? Whatever details Chazal see fit to put into this Isur, those become transformed to be their Isis, they become elevated, that becomes, in a sense, the Kavanah of the Mitzvah originally. Whatever Chazal, for whatever reason, whatever factors or the variables Chazal choose, to put into the Yisr, if they choose to leave something out of the Yisr, then it was never also in the first place. L'mesara across of El Chachamim. It happens in other areas also that what's considered to be Asr ultimately depends on the call of Chazal. So comes the Sefer Chinuch and says that's exactly what was going on in Melachas Chol HaMoed. Melachas Shabbos and Melachas Yom Tov. On Shabbos there were 39 Melachas. On Yom Tov there are 33, 34, whatever, a couple of Melachas that Chol HaMoed Sharoch still has. But by and large, the Isur Melacha were given, and that's it. They were Nimsa and Moshe Rabbeinu, and finished the end of the discussion. Chazal's job in Uchah Shabbos and Yom Tov is just to figure out, is this, what I'm doing now, is this a violation of Melachas Chayrish Kotzer Zarei, etc. But they're not making up any Isur. In Chol HaMoed, it's a different story. Chol HaMoed, it doesn't say even Kamalachas Avay Losasso in Chol HaMoed. But Tari gives us a vague term, it's Chagamatas Tishmar, Larabas Cholamoid, Mikra Kaidesh, Larabas Cholamoid. Different drushes that the Gemara has in the Sefer Chagiga, which allude to the fact that there's an Isra Malach on Cholamoid. But the nature of the Isra was given to Chazal to be Kaveya. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael that they're not allowed to do Malach on Cholamoid, but the guidelines for Malach I'm not going to give you. The parameters of Malach are nimsa to the Chachli Hador to determine what they feel is appropriate, what they feel is not appropriate. So therefore says the Sefer Chinuch, since Chazal were given a free hand, so they sat down and they try to figure out what is appropriate, what's not appropriate. So we don't want people to lose tremendous amounts of money, so we're not going to ask their Dovra of it. On the other hand, to do something with Tircha Meruba, that's pastish on the Chol HaMoed, to do something which is going to work you up a sweat, even if it is a Dovra of it, that you have to avoid Chol HaMoed. So whatever Chazal put their finger on, whatever they said no to, becomes an Isur D'oraisa. Whatever they said yes to, becomes Mutar L'chatchila. That's the nature of Melachas Chol HaMoed. It's a function of a Mesorah Kos El Chachamim. So on the one hand, we ask, how can it be D'oraisa? Yet on the other hand, there are so many arbitrary klolim. The answer is, it's a very, very unique type of D'oraisa, of a Mesorah Kos El Chachamim, and therefore the Chachamim have a right to make, in a sense, arbitrary rules. So came another group of Rishonim, and said, this is not true. This is not at all what the Gemara means when it speaks about Malachas Chol HaMoed potentially being D'oraisa. The second sheet is a tribute to the Ramban. I say this with a little bit of hesitation because the Ramban himself in the Masechet Avodah Zarah that talks about it seems to say something a little bit different than Achidush Ramban. But the way I'm going to present it now is the standard way that's presented in the name of the Ramban. This is the way that Mukha Yosef quotes and the Magid Mishnah and the Ritva, many of the Tamidim and Tamidim of the Ramban presented in a certain way, even though the emphasis that imprint in Achidush and the Ramban, it says it with a little bit of a different nuance. So the supposed cheapness of Ramban is known. That Malachas Chol HaMoed is D'oraisa, but Malachas Chol HaMoed D'oraisa was given with specific pratim. The specific pratim are that certain things are asur and certain things are mutar. What was the basic guiding principle in terms of Malachas Chol HaMoed on the level of D'oraisa? Not just something the Chol made up later. The basic difference between Chol HaMoed versus Shams and Yom Tov is basically one cloud. The klal is, whatever is mitzarech. Whatever is mitzarech hayom, whatever is going to enhance the celebration of Yom Tov, whatever is going to enhance the simchas hayom of Chol HaMoed, that's mutar min haTorah. Whatever is going to detract from Chol HaMoed, that's asur mida araisa. That was the klal that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not, it wasn't a mitzarech kos b'cham for the cham just to pick and choose at some later date, but there was a real klal, and the klal was very simple. Whatever is enhancing Yom Tov is mutar, whatever is detracting from Yom Tov is also. Therefore, the Ramban says, anything which is the tzorech hayom, min ha-tayr is mutar. Het te-gomer. If you need it for Yom Tov, if you need it to enhance Chol HaMoed, it's het te-gomer min ha-Torah. We find klolim that even tzorech hayom or also if it's the ma'isa uma, you know, out of a professional job done, let's say, Moshe, I need clothes for Yom Tov. So I'm going to go and go to a tailor and he's going to make me a suit on Yom Tov. So the halacha, that's also, he's not allowed to do a professional job on Chol HaMoed. It's the tzorech hayom. Says the Ramban, that's only Nisa D'Rabbanan. That is not an Issa D'Raisa. It would be an Issa D'Raisa for me to go ahead and sew a button, Shalom with Tzorech HaYom. If I don't need it for Yom, if it's not going to enhance my Yom, that would be an Issa D'Raisa. But the fact that some Tzorech HaYom are Mutter and some are Rosa, depends on this, depends on that. The other thing, those are all Midrabanan. Once it's a Tzorech HaYom, once it enhances Yom, then it becomes Mamash HaTagom and Minatorah. Says the Ramban, without saying it explicitly, but the Ridvar adds on to this in the Kuda. We have a heter called Davar Aved. It's the number one heter on the Chol HaMoed. Everybody knows the heter of Davar Aved and Chol HaMoed. So comes the Ritzvah and says, why is Davar Aved mutter? So we thought that Davar Aved is mutter because we don't want people to lose money. No, says the Ritzvah, that's not the reason why. You know why Davar Aved is mutter? We don't want people to be aggravated on Chol HaMoed. Like you can tell a guy his field is, his crops are dying, everything's dying, his field's overflooding, and you can tell him, nope, sit in the base medrash and enjoy Yom Tov. The guy's gonna be sick, the guy's gonna be upset, the guy's gonna be miserable on Yom Tov. So we permit Davar Aved to enhance Yom Tov, because every Davar Aved, by definition, is called a Tzorech HaYom. And that's the guiding principle of Hilchos Chol HaMoed, is Tzorech HaYom. So these Rishayim, the Ritva, the Magnish, the Ramban, gave us Mamash and Bayre Derech, in terms of this Isra of Chol HaMoed. A Vamin is an Isra of Deraisa of Malach and Chol HaMoed, but Tzorech HaYom is Ma'atar everything. So you have to decide, what's called Tzorech HaYom? So, min ha-Torah, Davar Aved called the Tzorech HaYom. Min ha-Torah, whatever the Tzorech HaYom is the Tzorech HaYom. But the Rabbanan, the Chachamim, put certain guidelines that said, you know, even though Davar Aved is really mutter, but if it's a Tzorech HaMerubah, it's going to make the guy sweat, it's going to be bizarre. If Yom Tov, we're going to tell you not to do it anyway. Or to make a suit on Yom Tov should be mutter, if I need it for the last days of Yom Tov, to make it a Chol HaMoed should be mutter. But if it's a Ma'aseh Uman, it's better not to do it. It's going to be too much of a bizarre in HaYom. So according to the Ramban, what's the answer to that basic question? Is Malachas Chol HaMoed Deraisa, is it Derabanan? The answer depends. That sometimes it's a Nisa Deraisa, and sometimes it's a Nisa Derabanan. If it's a Tzorech HaYom or a Davra Ave, which is a category, a subcategory of Tzorech HaYom, then it's Mutar Min HaTorah. If it doesn't meet those criteria of Tzorech HaYom / Davra Ave, then it's Hakam, becomes also even Mida Araisa. So Chol Panim, we have two different approaches in the Rishonim. Even a Niyach, the Malachas Chol HaMoed, the Karon is Deraisa, how do you explain away these different categories? So according to the Sefer Chinuch, there's no way to explain it. According to the Sefer Chinuch, when Mesorah Kassel Lecham, Lecham decided, this also, this mutter, this also, whatever reasons, whatever arbitrary reasons that Chazal felt, to be gozer, to be Mesakeh in such a way, so be it. That's the klal of Lecham Chol HaMoed, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu put the stamp of approval, whatever the Chum are going to say. And according to the Ramban, no, there was a real klal Deraisa. We've identified the klal Deraisa. The fact that there are certain things that are also anyway, even though they meet the criteria of that klal, those are Takei Surah of the Derabbanan.
And it's flexible, but it changes with the different style of life.
According to the Chinuch, according to the Ramban.
Either one.
According to the Sefer Chinuch, that's an interesting question about once the Chum Mokaveh is something to be included in Isser, do they have a right to change their minds in that? So Rabbi Chana has a shout about that. Is Lo B'Sorah Chasm L'Chacham something that's subject to change by a later day? Is it? According to the Ramban, there's a cloud of Raisa, so Chacham have to figure out and see, is this something that enhances Yom Tov? If it attracts from Yom Tov, if it enhances Yom Tov, then it's Mutar Min HaTorah. If it attracts from Yom Tov, then it's also Min HaTorah. So that, in theory, could change. Whatever is considered to be a Tzorech. If one community, in one place is considered to be a Tzorech, to have a new suit, another place is not a Tzorech. Okay, so that will depend on that. So Chol Panim, we have three different approaches, and the Rishonim, is Malachas Chol HaMoed Deraisa and Derabbanan? So the answer is depends. According to Rabbi Netav, the whole thing is with Rabbanan. From the beginning then, according to Rav Shvam, it's Tacham with Deraisa, and even within the Deraisa, you could further break it down, is the Sefer Chinuch, Chol HaBusar, Chol HaChamim, or according to the Ramban, that there are very, very specific categories. So Chol Panim, from next week, we'll try to pick up from this and see what's the Ma'isa, what's again, Afkamin Ladina, for everything we've been discussing for the last 2 weeks. No, he doesn't care. He doesn't chumas. He doesn't chumas. The Ramban includes this as part of like Mikra Kodesh. The Mikra Kodesh refers to Cholamite as well.
So, you, the Ainsa Flavera, how would you, even though it's a mitzvah, the Ainsa Flavera, is there a connection between Ainsa Flavera and...